Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. It is a Football Friday. Tomorrow is a playoff Saturday.
Oh.
Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, divisional round. This has not been a great spot for the Texans. It's been a phenomenal spot for the Chiefs. And we'll see if that changes tomorrow at 3:30. You can hear the game right here on Sports Radio 610. I will be on the Texans countdown with Seth, as we are each and every week. 12:30 is the start time for that. And then Clint Sterner and I will have you for postgame. We'll see how that goes tomorrow as well. As we are joined by our next guest, he is he's one of the best, man. He does a great job in Afternoon Drive in Kansas City on our sister station, 96.5. He is Carrington Harrison joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. Carrington, how you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I'm excited to come on here and talk to you guys about the next round of the playoffs. I know it's something you guys haven't experienced, the AFC Championship game. It's actually really cool to host a game where if you win, you get to go to the Super Bowl. I know this is where you guys' season traditionally normally stops. You know, you'll win one playoff game and it's fun and it's cool, the wild card round. That's not a round I'm pretty familiar with. This round's okay, you know, the final eight teams in the league, but the next round, that's when it really gets fun.
Shows violence right away, I see.
We've enjoyed you and Nick Wright and all these other people, you know, Ron Hughley to a certain degree. Stolen valor confidence in a team that, you know, that you get to watch, and yet I feel like some of his bravado this year, it feels like it's amped up even more so than usual. Are you indeed actually really nervous about this Texans pass rush and their proclivity for turnovers? Because it feels like you might be, Carrington.
No, I'm not worried at all. I want to tell you a story, Seth, that I was actually offered two suite tickets to this game, or I could roll the dice for the AFC Championship game. And I said, I'm not worried about this round. I know they're going to play in the AFC Championship game. So I don't want to make it seem like Houston doesn't do some good things. You're right about the pass rush. But the last time these two teams played each other, the Texans only got one sack. The Texans lost the turnover differential. The Texans are more banged up this time than the last time they played Kansas City. And the Chiefs are coming off 3.5 weeks of rest. There's just a lot of kind of boxes that I think Houston needs to check in order to pull off this upset. And I'm just not really sure if they can.
I guess there is seriously, though, I haven't quite known how to handle the rust element part of it, because look, Andy Reid has always been really, really good after bye weeks, or this Chiefs team has been really good after bye weeks or with extra rest. But this will be kind of uncharted territory, because Pat Mahomes will set a record for a number of days off before the playoffs begin by a starting quarterback. Is that a valid concern on the behalf of the Chiefs that, all right, in the first quarter especially, maybe there's a little bit of rust there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's maybe three talking points kind of heading into the game, and I think that's maybe the second one. I would say left tackle is the biggest one. Are they going to go with DJ Humphries? Are they going to go with Joe Tooney? I think we'll find out today what they end up doing, or I think what'll happen is tomorrow morning you'll get the early morning Schefter or Ian Rappaport tweet about what their decision is going to be. I think the rest versus rust is a legitimate argument or so. I mean, you guys know this well, and we're not, you know, poking fun here, but you know, Kansas City loves to get down 14-3 early in the game, or 21-10 early in the game, and then kind of claw their way back. Can Houston kind of get out? Can Houston get out early against Kansas City and not allow them to kind of get into a rhythm? And that's where I do actually think that, like, Houston's pass rush, and because I have so much respect for Derek Stingley and his ability to take the ball away, that's really the pathway for Houston to try to win this game. Is early on, you have to win the line of scrimmage battle, and you probably need at least two takeaways.
What's your third point there, so I can plagiarize it later?
Yeah, no. So rest versus rust, the left tackle situation, and I'm a little bit worried about Kansas City's ability to run the ball. Isaiah Pacheco, he hasn't been super explosive over the last couple of months or so. Kareem Hunt's averaging less than 4 yards a carry. Can Houston make Kansas City one-dimensional and take away the run game and kind of exploit them that way? Like, I really think that Houston's chance of winning this game is just, we have talked so much about this pass rush and how great their defensive line is. They have to be noticeable in this game, and I don't really think they were the first time these two teams played each other.
Carrington Harrison, 96.5 in Kansas City, joining us on the program. Carrington, offensively, let's stick with that side with the Chiefs. The wide receiving core, I think, like, it feels like the weapons that Patrick Mahomes has, especially with Hollywood Brown back now, that this is probably the best that side of the ball, or the most dangerous, I guess I would say, that side of the ball has looked from a passing perspective in terms of overall weaponry. Is that fair to say? And if so, how big a challenge is that for the Texans?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the deepest that their wide receiver room has been since the Tyreek Hill trade. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, you guys obviously know him very well playing in Houston. Hollywood Brown's actually been very good since he's come back. Xavier Worthy's really developed the last 2 months. He's been really good. We haven't even mentioned Travis Kelce yet, who has 13 consecutive games of having at least 70 yards in the postseason. So this team last year, the Chiefs had three options I think you can rely on offense in the playoffs, with Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, and Isaiah Pacheco. I think you could make the case they maybe have like eight right now. You have Travis Kelce, you have Noah Gray, we mentioned the wide receivers. You got two capable running backs that you hope to get a little bit more from them with their rested. So there's just way more firepower this year for Kansas City's offense than there's been the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, you brought up Joe Thuney, who'd been playing at left tackle because you guys had just been having a hard time filling that role all year long. What would you prefer? Because Thuney went out and played. I was pretty impressed with what he did at left tackle. And we know he's very, very good as a guard. Humphreys hasn't necessarily been all that great when he's played this year. What would you prefer? Do you like having Thuney out at left tackle, or do you prefer having the stability of him on the inside?
I'd much rather keep Joe Thuney out there. When this team played their best football in those three games in 11 days, they did so with Joe Thuney at left tackle. They beat the Cleveland Browns. They played really well. They beat Houston, and then they went on the road on Christmas Day, and they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. My biggest argument against Joe Thuney is maybe you think he's healthy, maybe you think he's ready. He played 92 snaps this year and never played a full game with the starting offensive line. I just don't know how now you're going to go into a single elimination game, especially with the pass rush that Houston has, and you're going to play somebody who played in 1.5 games this year, didn't have a training camp, didn't have an OTAs. He's only practiced 9 times this season with the team. He just doesn't have enough reps for me to put him out there in this spot.
Carrington Harrison joining us, 96.5 in Kansas City, our sister station up there, joining us here on Payne and Pendergast. Carrington, how do you expect the Chiefs' defense to handle Nico Collins? I know Trent McDuffie does travel with the number one wide receiver sometimes, but Nico is, like, so far above and beyond anything else the Texans have in the passing game in terms of weaponry. How do you expect them to handle him? Is it a McDuffie versus Collins situation, or do you think they double him and then just figure out the rest?
I could actually see them kind of letting Nico get his yard, just because I think he's a very talented receiver, and I think their goal is just going to be, we're not going to let anybody else do anything else. Let's say that Nico Collins has, you know, 6 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. Kansas City, I think, can manage that. It's really going to be, do they let any of the secondary options kind of get going? Because, you know, that wide receiver room is kind of depleted. I know that Mixon's kind of been dealing with some injuries too. Mm-hmm. He's another guy that could possibly have a decent day, but just Houston, to me, they don't have enough kind of other options in this game. Ron actually came on our show yesterday and gave a stat. Over the last 3 months, they only have one game where they've scored more than two touchdowns on offense. That's just not enough to beat Kansas City unless you're going to get a defensive touchdown like you guys did last week. You're going to need a pick six, a scoop and score. You're going to need to probably score at least 24 points to beat Kansas City tomorrow. I just don't see a scenario in which Houston wins 21-17, not with the fully healthy Kansas City offense.
You know, it's been a weird year just kind of and even either discussing or monitoring the discussion about Pat Mahomes, because this wasn't a quintessential Chiefs performance this year. But the entire time you're realizing and recognizing, all right, this Chiefs team with Pat Mahomes leading it is just, they're a different team. They have it's not just sheer luck that had them winning all those one score games. As you've gone through the entire season, I guess in a nutshell, do you look at it as a season in which Mahomes did struggle, or was it just that, no, it was just a different type of year?
I think it's maybe a little bit of both. I actually do think he struggled the first half of the season. First eight games or so, I don't think Mahomes was very great. I do think he struggled with some accuracy issue downfield. But, I mean, since Halloween, he's thrown 18 touchdown passes and two interceptions and completing 67% of his passes. I think a lot of times, and I think you guys kind of experienced this year with C.J. Stroud, I think we put a lot on the quarterback maybe not having numbers when a lot of it is just regression from the parts around him. Joe Burrow had a great year because he had the best wide receiver in the National Football League, and T. Higgins, who's going to get $72 million this offseason. I mean, the Chiefs, you know, you didn't have Hollywood Brown for most of the season. Their number one wide receiver, Rashee Rice, tore his ACL in the first month of the season. Travis Kelce is 35 years old. I think why Mahomes didn't have the numbers that he had in the past is you don't have a 27-year-old Tyreek Hill in the middle of your offense or a 31-year-old Travis Kelce. So I think Mahomes' numbers and that perception is more tied into, for most of the season, he didn't have his full complement of weapons, and that's why I think there's a lot of excitement that they are going to have those weapons heading into Saturday's game.
Hey, Carrington, where are you on the whole narrative about the referees and the Chiefs? And Seth and I are not referee blaming people or anything, but I am curious. It feels like there's a lot of Kansas City people that take that very personally and try to fight the good fight and say, no, look, this is not true. And or when you could merely just point at the scoreboard and say, whatever, we've got three Super Bowls. I'm curious where you fall on that scale.
This is the argument that every team that wins gets. Like, we think that the officials favor Duke because they're Duke, or the Yankees, or the Patriots. No one thinks that the referees help out Tennessee or the New Orleans Saints because they're not good enough. So this comes with being at the top. This comes with being the leader. This comes with being the king. I tell Chiefs fans to embrace it all the time. Like, you know, for 30 years, you guys never won a playoff game. You looked around the league and you wanted those things. This comes with having all the success. I will say this. I've never seen an official come over to the sideline to have a chat with Patrick Mahomes the way that happened last week for Josh Allen. Seth, you played in the NFL. When has an official ever come off of the playing area onto the sideline to talk to a player? If that had happened to Patrick Mahomes, entire internet would have crashed if that had happened last week.
I don't know. They didn't. They stopped talking to me after I knocked an umpire out once in the middle of the play by shoving him into the ground. Garth DeFelice. I was turning to chase a screen, and I just saw that there was a jersey that wasn't my own color on the field, so I shoved him down, and he was out cold. So that was pretty much it for me and having any conversations with the – that was back when the real umpires were real men, and they stood behind the defensive line.
Yeah.
I just want to know what that meeting was like with the commissioner. I mean, you had to have some serious conversation with either Goodell or Paul Tagliabue.
No, it actually, you know what, I joke about not talking to officials afterwards. I actually ended up having like a pretty nice on-field relationship with Garth DeFelice the next time I saw him, because he accepted blame for not getting out of my way. And it was more cordial than you might expect. Nobody thought it was dirty or anything. But he got what he had coming to him. He had gotten me for defensive holding earlier in my career.
I love that.
I'll come clean with that.
I have a cordial relationship with anybody who's ever knocked me to the ground. Like, yeah. I feel like the moment our relationship gets to the point where I'm on the ground looking up at you, That is as far as we've come in life. We cannot go any further if that happens.
Yeah.
He was looking at the back of his eyelids.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's right. Hey, Carrington, before we get you out of here, we're talking to Carrington Harrison of 96.5, our sister station in Kansas City, does afternoons there. And I'm curious, the other AFC divisional round game is the one that's getting all the attention right now, and especially given the fact that one of the storylines is the two quarterbacks are viewed as the two front runners for the MVP. The same way that we in Houston were kind of keeping receipts about all the Charger talk last week, is there a sort of a like this kind of ancillary layer of disrespect going on heading into this game that really has nothing to do with the Texans, but everything to do with how much coverage and the treatment of that game as the quote-unquote de facto AFC title game?
That actually has not happened. I think that Chiefs fans, and this comes with just the amount of success that the Chiefs have had, there isn't that buzz that you would think for a playoff game, because the Chiefs have never lost in this round. Patrick Mahomes, he has been in the division round. This is his seventh time. He is 6-0, 19 touchdown passes. He's never thrown an interception, and he has a passer rating of 115.8. So I think a lot of people kind of feel how I feel. Houston is a good team. I know we laugh and joke about it. Houston is a good team. But I told you guys this the last time I was on. There's a difference between a Super Bowl team and a playoff team. And Houston is a proven playoff team. Double-digit games the last 2 years. They won a playoff game. They are a nice story. This is where teams like Houston, teams like the Commanders, this is where you lose to just a better team. So I think a lot of Chiefs fans kind of feel that. So, like, there is an excitement, I think, for Bills and Ravens because, you know, last year the Chiefs didn't host the AFC Championship game. They had to go on the road. So I think a lot of fans are just excited about, hey, who's coming next week? Is it going to be Josh Allen? Is it going to be Lamar Jackson? Who do we get to see for the Chiefs' chance to go back to another Super Bowl?
Yeah, Buster Douglas was just another fighter, too. I get it. Yeah.
Ask Apollo Creed about that, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know.
He won.
In Rocky One. This is the second time we've actually the third time. Carrington Harrison, 96.5 in Kansas City. Does a phenomenal job on afternoons there. Hey, Carrington, enjoy the game this weekend. And, hey, man, if this works out for the Texans, we might have to, you know, you came in talking a big game. We might have to hit you up. I don't know. We'll see about next week. You don't sound too worried about it, so.
I'm not worried at all. I'm not worried at all because Kansas City has the better barbecue. We have the better traffic. You guys have Beyonce. We ended up getting Taylor Swift. Like, I'm just like going down.
You have better traffic.
Yeah.
You have better traffic because nobody wants to live there. That's a, that's just like, hey, the Chiefs have a lot of success, so yeah, people are going to accuse them of cheating. Yeah, when people want to live in a place, you end up with more traffic. Yeah, yeah. It's just the way it goes. You got to wait longer at the good restaurants.
That's it. That's it. Hey, Carrington, we appreciate the fire, brother. Appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Hey, I appreciate you guys a lot, man. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me today.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having us. The text page doesn't feel similarly. F this guy. He can go F himself. Get this a-hole off my radio. No, listen to this D-head. F this guy. There's five F this guys.
The thing that's tough about it is that, like, you could hear in the smack talk for Carrington Harrison. Harrison Carrington. Did I call him Carrington?
You did. No, you're good.
I mess up his name half the time.
Yeah.
Carrington is like, you can sense that the Chiefs are looking, the Chiefs fandom at least, and the people who cover the team kind of are just, it's not even an insult of the Texans themselves. It's like, oh, it's just the team that they're playing in the divisional round.
That's right.
The insult is that they're not regarding you at all. Almost like you should be insulted that the insults weren't more specific.
Yeah.
It's more just like, oh, we're facing an egg profile today.
It feels like Carrington had that the first 3 minutes of that interview loaded up like a week ago, but he had to erase Chargers from all those spots and then write Texans in on it, right?
Yeah. You know what screwed me up? I was thinking, like, did I call Carrington Harrison the wrong name? The problem is I was trying to find his age. There's a basketball player at University of Colorado whose name is Harrison Carrington.
No way.
What are the odds of this? Yeah. Carrington Harrison's a pretty unique name. And that there'd be another person in sports named Harrison Carrington.
That's crazy.
But I feel like he might be, I think Carrington might have been a little too young for my Buster Douglas reference.
Oh, no.
Do I have to retire the Buster Douglas reference?
I think Carrington is a very knowledgeable old soul. I guarantee you he knows who Buster Douglas is, 100%. Gotcha. 5 Reasons I Hate You. God, this is good. Straight from Carrington Harrison, who I think most of the text page wants us to add him to the list. We will get into 5 Reasons I Hate You, Chiefs edition. All new 5 reasons from last time. We don't recycle anything on this show. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Chiefs edition is next.